yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Jackson Merrill's becoming a star, an absolute star. You talk about a guy who was drafted in the first round of the 2021 draft. We just had on Josh Stein, assistant general manager of the San Diego Padres, reflect on that draft about picking Jackson Merrill with the 27th overall pick in that draft. A draft that had a ton of high school shortstops, and Merrill was one of those high school shortstops. Obviously now playing center field for the San Diego Padres, and obviously now really emerging as, like I said, he's becoming a star. You look at what he's done in June, or did in June, 996 OPS, 320 batting average, and get this, 9 home runs. He is, for a guy who was thrown into it a little bit, started the year opening day as a 20-year-old, well, he's emerging as a legit, legit foundation player. So Jackson Merrill, seems like a good idea to talk to him. Seems like a good idea to talk about him. As I said, you go back to the 2021 draft, and it really is an interesting one because you have a lot of shortstops, a lot of high school shortstops. And I'll go down the list here. Number 4 overall, Marcelo Meyer. Doing pretty well in AA, was derailed a little bit last year by an injury, but seems to be on the right track. Jordan Lawler, he made it to the major leagues. He was drafted 6th overall by the Diamondbacks. He made it to the major leagues last year, but hurt this year. Number 11 overall, Brady House, another high school shortstop. Well, he's still considered a top prospect. He was drafted 11th overall, as we said, and he's struggling a little bit in AA. Khalil Watson with the Marlins, same thing, struggling a little bit in AA. 16th overall, Matt McClain was a college kid out of UCLA, and obviously he made his mark last year, 17th overall by the Reds, and he's going to be a really, really good player. He is a really, really good player. He's hurt this year. Drafted 20th overall in the Yankees, Trey Sweeney. Drafted 22nd overall by the White Sox, Colson Montgomery. Drafted 25th overall by the Athletics, Max Muncy. All shortstops, all with the exception of Trey Sweeney, who was Eastern Illinois. High school shortstops. And then we get to Merrill. Jackson Merrill out of Maryland. A shortstop. Become an outfielder. So, it's been a road. It's been a path. The 2021 draft was just a few years ago. But where have we landed? We've landed with this version of this player. And we should pause, take a breath, and reflect and talk about what a good player he's become. All right. Here it is. Conversation, first level of the conversation, first phase of the conversation was me talking with Jackson a little bit about what he remembered about the draft, advice he would give, again, because it's pertinent with the draft coming up, and also the fact that, as we just said, this guy is a guy who was drafted in the first round, how far he's come. And then the second part was a couple minutes I got with him after he had another really, really big game. I believe it was on Saturday. But I think it offers some perspective on his mindset going forward. It's good to talk to Jackson Merrill. Here you go. The Padres up-and-coming superstar. So when you were leading to that draft, like, what is the thing that you remember the most in sort of the month leading into it?
Anxiety?
No anxiety, because I've never been like a high anxiety guy. I kind of, you know, when it comes to baseball, it's fun. So definitely different going into the draft, not really knowing what was going to happen, not really going through it before. So I think the worst day was the draft.
Was it?
Waiting for it. But like going into it, it was a lot of pre-draft workouts, like traveling to different stadiums and doing stuff. Nothing crazy, dude. I didn't really have the craziest route. It was pretty smooth and easy for me.
So that draft was very, I love that draft, right? Because there was a lot of shortstops, right?
Shortstops, so many.
So many. And so you probably know them, you're friends with them, and follow them and everything else. But what was that dynamic was like? Because they're all good, right? So what was that dynamic like for you?
Nothing crazy. No, I didn't really do too much research in the draft. I just did my part and played baseball like you're supposed to. I wasn't playing for the draft. I wasn't playing for anybody else but to play and win. So, you know, it's the same thing in high school it is now. You just try and go to the field and play your best and win a game. Now it's the same way. You know, that's kind of how I've always been, is level-headed, just want to win a game. It kind of helps me play better than just trying to play for myself.
So you don't figure out where you're going to go? I mean, you already try to stay away from that?
I had an advisor who's my agent now. But, like, other than that, I didn't really look into it too much. I didn't really care.
Mm-hmm. What is the thing that he's talking about the day of the draft being crazy? Like, I've talked to guys, they've had parties. They've had parties and they didn't get drafted, you know? So what was it like for you?
I mean, I kind of knew I was going to go on day one, like either comp round or first round. So it was just like when it was going to happen, I didn't know. You know, I didn't know if I was going to go to a team before Padres or after. So just being patient, you know? Kind of get that anxiety of like, am I gonna get picked? You know, like, I don't want to not get picked. I want it to be over with. I want to get it done with. I want to get done today. So just sitting there waiting.
Were you home?
I was at my brother's house.
Okay. Yeah. Was it a party?
Not really. No.
No?
Just family.
No. But so there was it, they saw on TV, obviously. Or so you're like this.
Yeah.
You have to leave. I mean, I can tell you all kinds of draft stories, but.
No, I knew when I was going. My agent told me before.
Oh, he did? Okay. Yeah. Did you think there was any chance, like we talk about the other shortstops, did you think there was any chance that this team, like for instance, we're sitting here at Fenway Park or the Red Sox or something like that, do you think there was any chance of one of these other teams came in?
Definitely. I won't say what teams, but I had one in front of where I went that I thought maybe was going to go to, but I'm glad I'm where I'm at right now.
And looking back as advice to the people who are drafted, it's only been a few years, but what is the thing that you didn't anticipate? Like, you think you're a good player, you get drafted. What is the thing that you've learned that, oh man, this is different, getting to the major leagues?
I don't know, dude. I mean, I never thought I'd switch my position 2 months before my debut and be able to continue and stay and play that position. But I think that's the only thing I really struggle with. Well, not struggle, but, you know, it's different.
But that's the thing, is that there's no straight path, like we all think, right? There's no. You're the ultimate example of that, right?
It's smooth, but it's definitely not. And I didn't even train center field. I trained left field the whole offseason. So
did you really?
Yeah, I got to spring training, and that's when they were like, hey, you're in center. And I was like, oh, shit. I didn't do any center field. I was doing left field. But no, I'm happy once I went.
Well, you're doing really well. So the last thing is, what advice for, again, draft is a couple, whatever, a month, 3 weeks. What advice would you give those kids?
Just keep your head. Stay level-headed. Yeah. Don't even think about the draft. Just go in and wherever you're playing baseball, just go and play the regular game of baseball the way it should be played. I think that's the most important thing, is showing people how you want to play the game. You know, if you want to play the game like a swaggy guy and go out there and, you know, just be swaggy the whole time, fair enough, do that. And that makes you a better player and helps the team win. If you're a guy that's going to go out and be gritty and do anything you possibly can, go do that too. People see it all around. They don't care how good you are, how bad you are. If you want to win, you bring that culture.
Is this just, are you now in just sort of a routine of Major League Baseball of, you know, this is just baseball now, or everything, moments like this mean a little something?
I think it's always just been baseball. I don't think of the game as anything else besides what it is. You know, and no matter how bad or decent or good I'm playing, I don't think of baseball as anything else but baseball, no matter where you play.
We talk about having fun, but this seems to be on the level of fun. You have fun in Little League, you have fun in high school, and professional minor leagues, but this might be the height of the fun for you, or is it just, like you said, just baseball?
Yeah, it's just baseball, but at the same time, like, even if you're playing bad and you're having a bad day, like, there's so many more people in the world right now that are having worse days than you. Like, if you're complaining about playing a Major League Baseball game, then I don't know what to tell you. You know, there's no reason to be complaining. I mean, if you're doing bad, I get it. It sucks. Like, it's mentally a grind. But at the same time, like, you're in such a better position than so many other people are. So I'm just grateful for the ability to play through God and just play through this game.
Can I ask you, I mean, I have to ask, does someone give you that perspective? Or, no, is this something, your upbringing and what you've learned along the way?
I mean, the game wouldn't be the game without your teammates. You know, you got to appreciate everybody in the clubhouse that's helping when games. It's not a me sport. You can't play baseball with one person. You know, it is a team sport. So you just got to appreciate everybody you got in here and just cherish them, because you're not going to be teammates with them forever.
It's been a fun month, though, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely a fun month, but we've been winning this month. Like, we've been dominating this month. So, you know, it's the rough stretches that you kind of look back and you appreciate, because it keeps you level-headed. When you go on those hot win streaks, it's really, really fun. When you go on the low losing streaks, it sucks. But, you know, it's part of the game. We all realize that.
Thank you, man. Yeah.